Wiley Publishing, in association with Imagine That Studios and Binary Studios, presents.
Do a podcast?
Do you want to do a podcast, Serena?
Okay.
Okay.
Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Going above and beyond Podcasting for Dummies, with your hosts, T. Morris and Chuck Tomasi.
Hey, everybody. Once again, it is time for Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. I'm your host, T. Morris, but I am not alone in studio.
Hey, it's Chuck Tomasi. We are in the same studio.
It's so nice. It is so freaking nice to be sitting in studio with you. We just did a show on working remotely, which is what Chuck and I usually do. But because of PIY, we're actually going to take advantage of it and record some shows together, because this is where the magic happens, right?
And the studio is always here.
Exactly. That's the other beautiful thing. So one of the things that we wanted to address was something that came up in like the 11th hour of us writing the third edition of Podcasting for Dummies. It was the brand new iOS 11 podcast app. There was a lot of talk.
We weren't given a lot of information, though. That we would be able to track some sort of metrics. Yep. With either the app or iTunes or something. It was going to
a little bit of both, but it was supposed to be done through the app
and offer podcasters, right, advantages to see some insights.
There was also the ability to listen to shows either in a reverse order or in the order that they dropped. There was also which was a big deal. Oh, and then the other one too is that you could actually have the feed itself say this is a seasonal thing.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of talk, a lot of hype about this. And then the app dropped.
iOS 11 came along.
And the app dropped. And
it dropped like a
lead balloon. It was pretty shocking how quickly the excitement turned into dread.
I'd call it out now.
Outrage?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much outrage. There was just a lot of pushback. And the more I found out about the app, the more shocked I was. I'm like, Apple was good with this? Now, granted, I've always felt like Apple has always treated podcasting and podcasters and podcasts in general as the redheaded stepchild of iTunes. I've always felt that. And Chuck, what do you think?
They're a major player. They gave us some love. I'm appreciative of that.
They gave us love.
But
they gave us love. But then they took credit for inventing podcasting,
yeah, well,
which I was like, wait a minute.
So did Seth Rogen.
Yeah, but the other thing was, I remember when iTunes said, we're celebrating our fifth anniversary of podcasts. And we were like, we've been doing this for six.
Yeah, your app.
And then they had to backpedal and all that. But the app itself, well, first off, the recent podcast app before this current one, yep, was a bit of a dog's breakfast. I mean, it was...
It's like many of the other iOS applications that come on board. The Stocks app, the Weather app, there's better stuff out there for free.
Exactly.
So why aren't they, you know, trying to keep their game up?
And I don't get it either. I don't understand why we're always pushed to the back of the bus. But whatever it is, I've said, you know what? I'm going to go out and I'm going to start looking for alternatives to the podcast,
yep,
app. Because as great as it would be to get analytics and to see where people would stop listening and things like
it's
that.
It's got
to
be useful.
It's got to be worth it.
It's kind of like getting a smartphone that doesn't make calls.
Yeah, didn't you tell me that the app deletes episodes?
Well, I had one person say that,
right,
I like to listen to podcasts when I go to bed.
Right.
And sometimes I fall asleep. Well, I can always go back the next day and see it in the feed and say, oh, play that again. It's not there anymore.
That's ridiculous. Even in the old app, you could either,
right,
do what you haven't been listened to and then the feed itself. And sometimes you do want to go and listen to a show a second time. So one of the options that you have is, of course, Stitcher. Stitcher Radio.
Yep.
It's a free app. It's got ads on it. Sometimes you get ads before the podcast and things of that nature.
I'm okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, yeah. Some people have issues with that. But the Stitcher app, for a long time, was my go-to alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever used Stitcher, or do you need me to give you?
I've been pretty loyal.
Okay.
In large part to the iOS app. I didn't have any problems until 11 came along.
Well, the Stitcher app is actually quite smooth. It's quite intuitive. And what I like about the Stitcher app is you can actually give it a quick thumbs up or thumbs down either through the app or through your car if your car understands the Stitcher app.
Nice.
Which my car does.
For sake of argument, what car are you talking
about? I'm sorry. I drive a Chevy Volt.
Okay. What year?
So it's 2014,
It's not like the latest and greatest, but
it's not.
It's got some smart capabilities to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And Stitcher Radio also not only works with podcasts, but it also does terrestrial radio as well. You can actually subscribe to terrestrial radio stations. And again, it works seamlessly with your car's Bluetooth and all that. So that's a big plus. The interface is very cool because what it does is it looks at the first few subscriptions of podcasts that you make. And then it says, okay, you like this stuff. So let me just suggest different titles for you to listen to. Mm-hmm. That was how I found The Way I Heard It with Mike Rowe.
Yeah.
This is also how I found Note to Self, which is a wonderful show. And it's a terrific podcast. They also will give me headlines and different replays of BBC, BBC News, of PBS. So I really like that ability with Stitcher. It's a one-stop shop, not just in, hey, this is what you want to listen to, but hey, this is also something that we suggest. And then you can set everything up into a favorites list. So you go to your favorites and everything you want to listen to is right there. Now, my Stitcher app started to fail.
Uh-oh.
And I said, okay, now what do I do? So then I did a search, and I said, all right, I'm gonna pick some random apps to look at. And the first one that I looked at was an app called Overcast. And yeah. I haven't bothered to look at any other apps since then.
Interesting.
I not only imported all of my Stitcher stuff in here, but I also imported all my iTunes stuff in here, and now this is my go-to.
So it's got
app.
An import. It knows you've got the regular iOS app and says, hey, you want me to import your podcast?
Yeah, do you want to go on ahead and import in all this? The other thing, too.
That's helpful.
This is even more intuitive than Stitcher. It asks you, do you want to download the episodes or do you want to have the episode stream?
So you can do either.
Yeah, you can do either. Some of the other things it will tell you, how much it's storing. You have an option of doing Overcast, which has little ads, the free one, which has ads at the very bottom.
Okay.
And the ad rates are actually quite, and what they're advertising are other podcasts.
Oh, sweet. So as a podcaster, I could go to Overcast and say, I want to promote Technorama.
And what's even better, there are limited spaces. It's not like you can just flood the market, pay for advertising. No, there are 10 spots available under tech. And when those 10 spots are gone, you get into a waiting list to get into advertising, which is not a bad way to do it because that way you don't pay money and then randomly you think that your podcast is going to show up.
Or from the other perspective, if there's 10,000 slots, go, well, I hope it works.
Exactly.
Kind of like Facebook ads.
Exactly. they're avoiding what the whole Facebook ad is doing. Now, some of the other things you can do, you can import in. I mean, I was doing this by hand. You know, I was going to the RSS feed and all that.
Yeah.
But I could have actually told it, import my podcast in from iTunes. And it would go on ahead and do that. But then we get to the actual playlist itself. We actually get to the, you know, how does it play?
Right.
And this is where I describe it as sort of the Tinder of podcast
careful,
apps. And here's why.
Careful.
Yeah, no, careful. I know. So here's the thing. So when you pull up the show that you're listening to, it pulls up the show art and has your controls. It can go back and forth 30 seconds. You know, that's pretty standard.
Yeah, I'm going to have to trust you on this because I don't use Tinder.
Right. There you go. Thank you. Well, here's where it gets Tinder-esque. You swipe to the right. Okay. When you swipe to the right, that's when you get, how do you want to listen to your podcast?
Okay.
Do you want to listen to it at normal speed? Do you want to use smart speed where it shortens silences in the podcast?
Yeah.
Do you want a full volume voice boost in your podcast?
Huh.
Do you want to listen to it at 2x a regular speed or 3x a regular speed? And then you can actually set up a sleep timer so that it can actually stop after you go to sleep.
Very nice.
Because normally it's just gonna play.
And you'll find that feature in a lot of music players.
Right.
Too.
So that's if you swipe right. If you swipe to the left, you get your show notes. Mm-hmm. Now, this is when Overcast became my one and only go-to, and I got to set it up first. So if you ever see me talking, if you ever see any of the podcasts that I manage solo, because Chuck and I go very light on show notes for this podcast, right. You know, just quick descriptor, maybe a featured image, and we're good. Well, for Happy Hour from the Tower, for the Shared Desk and others, I actually do a breakdown of time code, and it's like in sections.
You animal.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I have the introduction, then I have the show topic, and then we have like an extra feature, and then we have the closing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is, you know, when you reach this to the topic of the show, I say, okay, at 2:38, and that's what I type into my show notes. So I swiped left to look at my show notes for the Shared Desk, and I noticed that in my show notes where it says 02:38, it was a different color.
I thought,
that's interesting.
Is that where you are now, or?
So I went on ahead and tapped it. It's a hyperlink to that show's time code.
It just magically recognized that.
I didn't do any extra coding in the show notes at all. All I did was type in the code, and the app said, okay, I'm going to jump to 2:38. So just to try it out, just to see how accurate it was, I said, okay, well, we did a loot crate looky-loo in this show at time code 2531. So I tapped it, and I jumped from 3 minutes, what have you, to that particular spot
in
the show.
What an incentive for people to do show notes that way.
Why Apple hasn't jumped on this, I don't know, but Overcast did. So I have major props for Overcast.
You mentioned that's the free one, and it's got some ads. What is the pay for one run?
The pay one, let me see if I can find it
probably
on here.
Like
if I go to Overcast Premium, it's a whopping $10 a year.
Ooh.
$10 a year. And then some of the premium settings, it allows you to take out ads that are in the now playing, take out ads that are in a directory, helps you manage the file load. And if you decide you don't like the default icon, you can switch the icon. I don't know why you would, but I mean, that's just one of the little perks you have. But yeah, 429 people went with premium this week. This week.
There you go.
They made a chunk of change.
Yeah.
Overcast Premium is an optional subscription to control ads, upload your own files, and support future development. So that's the thing. It's going to keep the app alive. You can easily cancel any time from here or the App Store without talking to anyone.
You got to imagine these people are not just avid listeners, but they're probably podcasters too.
I think they are too. So that's one of the apps that I recommend if you're looking for an alternative way to consume your podcast. Now, what about you, Chuck?
We need somebody with an Android slant because I feel a little biased because we're both iOS people.
This is available for Android.
Perfect.
Overcast is available for Android.
Awesome.
So is Stitcher.
The I've been using Downcast. It doesn't have quite as many features.
Downcast.
It's very many of the same features, but not quite as fancy. I haven't even dug into the show notes.
It could do the same thing that Overcast does, but
I'm pretty much a plain Jane vanilla listener.
Yeah, but
like,
I just
my show, download it, I'll listen
bing,
to
bing,
it.
Bing, bang, boom. But I know for a fact every person that I've mentioned that little function of Overcast, they all have the same reaction. Ooh.
That's
outstanding. But going back to the app that you were talking about, Downcast.
Downcast, playback speed, you can adjust a little more refined. So it's 1.5, 1.75. You know, I can go to 2.75 speed, which is maybe a little more comfortable than 3x speed. So it's got a little refinement there. The playlist feature is very nice. You can put your podcast into a playlist. I just have one big one called Unlistened. I know exactly what's coming and where it's coming from and who's got it. You know, nice layout, very clean, very easy to use. I believe it was a free application. So it sounds like I might want to check out Downcast. I mean, Overcast. And, you know, try that out. Because originally I was just using Downcast for our Dog Days of Podcast playlist.
Right.
So those were the ones that I listened to at a specific time of year. And then I go back to the iOS app. Well, now that iOS is kind of... No, what did you call it? The dog's lunch.
It's a dog's breakfast.
Breakfast. Then
Thanks, Pip.
I've gone to all of Downcast for all of my podcasts at this point, and I've just sort of abandoned the iOS app. But I'll Give it some more of those features. I haven't even tried swiping left or right. Like I said, I'm a plain Jane vanilla listener.
Well, the last one that I think is worth mentioning, and I'm just playing around with it right now just to see if you don't want all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Overcast is like it's a little too much app and it's too close to Tinder. I don't know. But there's another app that's simply called Podcast App. Now, it's not to be confused with a podcast. It's just called Podcast App. Uh-huh. And it has a blue icon as opposed to the purple icon that Apple's podcasts app has. And one thing I do notice that it can do is that it actually allows you to set up not just it has a directory. A wide search directory. I don't think you have to be in this directory to pop up in it.
Okay. Yep.
But it has a favorites list, just like any others. But it's also got the ability that if you come to a podcast, but you want to just make sure you can listen to it later, you can actually, and that's a Stitcher function that also appears in the podcast app. You can say, I'm going to set this aside and listen to it later. So that if you don't subscribe to the podcast, but there's a specific episode you want to listen to and then get to it later, you can do that one.
What's funny is when we did this podcast the last go around, we didn't have smartphones, or they had just come out.
Exactly.
This wasn't even a discussion at that point.
There were iPads.
It was iPods.
And that's it.
It was MP3 players.
And
I'd like to go into some next generation listening devices, because let's face it, mom and dad who are 83 years old aren't going to go load a podcast app onto their smartphone
unless their kid recommends one.
Unless I show them how.
Exactly. Right? Which is what I did with my dad when he got an Android phone, and I said, okay, then you need Google Play.
There are alternatives now that are catered to
the
not as technical. When my parents were here a few weeks ago in early October, as we record this, I introduced them to the Amazon Echo, and they fell in love with Alexa because my mom is starting to get a little difficult to manipulate her hands.
Right.
She wants a phone she can talk to and say, text my son, Chuck. Or when I showed them you could talk to your house and turn on lights and whatnot, they were over the moon. So I, as an experiment, as part of writing Podcasting for Dummies, I said, let's go see if there's an Alexa skill out there. And I found one called AnyPod.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you were going to tell me about AnyPod, right?
And I can walk up to my Alexa and say, Alexa, tell AnyPod, play Technorama. And it will go and find the latest episode.
That's great.
And play it. Now, originally, I've been in communication with Trey, the author of this, and it didn't know what Technorama was. It knew This American Life. It knew MacCast. It knew quite a few. So I don't know where he's pulling his directory from.
Interesting.
But it's not a universal search like you mentioned before. So as a producer, I may have to, not just any pod, but with any application, whether it's on the smartphone or an Alexa or a Google Home or whatever, we may have to get in touch with the people and say, hey, I'd like my show listed. He was very outgoing. I said, Trey, I'm still having some issues getting it to play Technorama. We went back and forth on an email thread. Very helpful. Just a guy writing an Alexa skill that does what it does. By the end of our back and forth after a couple of weeks, he had fixed his app to work with. We tried a number of things, and he was going on with other developers and whatnot. And it just, I love that interaction with a developer on a one-on-one like that, as opposed to, send your email to support@yourgiantcompany.com.
Exactly. Exactly. We're not even going to honor that with a bell. But yeah, I mean, the options, when we did the second edition, I think the only options were a handful. I think Stitcher was around that time. I think we mentioned, of course, iTunes was the big one, and then we had
I don't think Google was around yet.
Juice.
Yep.
I mean,
there were all Potter directories,
yeah. and I mean, it was still kind of hard just to say, okay, well then, if I have a specific kind of way to listen, the easiest way is, of course, to listen through the computer.
Yeah.
Now we have all these different options, and I really think this should really be a wake-up call to Apple.
I think
they really should have knocked it out of the park with the iOS 11 app. And we had some people say, well, are you going to cover it? And we said, well, we're going to cover it in the podcast. I just didn't think we were going to cover it in the podcast this way. And in closing, I would just say, I'm just going to go out and double down and say it. As a Mac user, Apple bring your A game, because you got people like Overcast, you got people like AnyPod, you've got people like Stitcher, and they are making you look like chumps.
Yeah, and I can't help but think, but part of that may be intentional for whatever reason.
Maybe it's that redheaded stepchild thing again.
It's not where they're getting their bread and butter. So
right. And
we'll put some token apps out there, like Weather and Stocks. And
we'll pet their heads, and we'll pet the podcasters, pat their heads, and we'll say, they're there, now get back in the kitchen and make me a sandwich. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just know that that if you want to give us some feedback on your experience with some of these other apps, we'd love to hear from you. So by all means, reach out to us at 703-791-1701. You can also reach to us on that number to WhatsApp as well if you want to. You can also drop us an email at pfdauthors@gmail.com, or you can just leave us a comment at the blog over at podcastingfordummies.com. And we would love to... Oh, and don't forget, we also are paying attention to Instagram. That's pfdauthors. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. Drop your questions there. And also remember that Podcasting for Dummies is protected by a non-commercial, no derivative, share-alike United States 3.0 license. You can find out more about that at creativecommons.org. And I think we're getting close to the end. I don't know. I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants here. So on behalf of Chuck Tomasi.
You don't know the music by
now? Not that
well. We got 10 seconds to go.
On behalf of Chuck, I'm T. Morris. Thanks for listening. Pod on.